special Saturday matinee edition of the PNC Progression Wrestling Podcast, episode 283. I'm Elio, he's Ben. Ben, what's going on?
Well, aside from the fact that I had to get up early, and I'm already tired because I never get up that early, I'm actually in a pretty damn good mood. So that's good. But I set it up like that for a reason, to say this. The wrestling week did nothing to put me in that good mood. Nothing at all. With the exception of NXT, which bores me to say that. I am absolutely shocked. Elio, don't fall off your chair. But, you know, NXT was easily the best out of...
Wait. Hold on, let me get back up. Okay.
He's literally getting back in his chair, folks. Holy shit. What a way to start the show. But, yeah, man, by and large, this week in wrestling left a lot to be desired. So, and plus, I kind of owed you an early edition of the show anyway, since I had to miss last night's wrestling POV. So, but here I am again, so have no fear. How was your week?
My week's been pretty good. Start off good, actually. Yesterday was just a bit of a weird day. Actually, you know how every once in a while you have like those like strange days.
Yeah.
So that was yesterday. But yeah. So this weekend, not sure what we got going on. You know, last weekend we had that party. Yeah, this weekend I'm not sure what's going on.
Yes, you're quite the party animal. You were looking quite dapper on the last edition of the show.
I do know I'm calling in sick on Tuesday night. I'm not going to give up candies. I'm going to watch NXT.
You know, and in all seriousness, folks, Halloween is like the most useless holiday to me because... And I don't say that to be, you know, a Scrooge of Halloween or anything. It's just that, like, where I live in the middle of nowhere, we haven't gotten a trick-or-treater in probably 25 years.
And you know what? That's somewhat the same here. We don't really get anyone for Halloween.
So it's just... It's very hard to get in the spirit of things. I do enjoy the movies that play during Halloween season, but other than that, it's I'm much more of a Thanksgiving guy.
But okay, but I have to say now I saw this post on Facebook yesterday and said like. Name one candy or whatever that would ruin Halloween. Okay? Actually, you know, how to ruin Halloween is the post, okay?
Candy corn. That's okay. How you ruin Halloween.
So, okay. It's by one of these radio stations we have here. It's called Q107. They're a classic rock station. So I follow them on Facebook and they post stuff like this. So how to ruin Halloween. So I decided to be a troll, okay?
Oh, shit.
Because the post, it had mini salad dressing. Okay, or mini salads, right? It had mini a little pack of mini salad, okay? So I decided to be a troll, okay? And then just to see how people would react. So I'm going to read my comment, okay?
Sure.
Salad is super healthy. Dentists love Halloween because candy equals cavities. And who you have to go visit when you get a cavity? The dentist, of course. Stick with salad, the healthy stuff. I love the apples. I love the apples as well. Super nutritious.
Oh shit.
Here's how some people reacted, because I posted that to see if people would like laugh, because of course I meant it as a joke, right?
Of course.
This one person wrote, "It's Halloween, the one time kids can legally eat candy guilt-free. Leave our traditions alone. It wasn't meant to be vegan."
Oh, my. Holy crap.
And then I responded again.
You've turned All Hallows Eve into a holy war.
And then I responded to the person, like, "And on that note, I'm gonna go have a Kit Kat."
Holy shit. Oh, that's tremendous.
Just read my comment. It wasn't meant serious. I was like being a troll. I was just like messing with people. And see,
Yeah,
this person took it seriously.
but people are just
Oh my.
so stupid. It's really weird.
Well, if you listen to yes, last night's episode of Wrestling POV, which is available right now on iTunes, Spotify, Podbean, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn Radio. When Tony was reading the comments, like, these two guys got into a ma like a heated debate about like one of the posts we put up about which second generation star would succeed without their father.
What did you guys come up with? Because I have my own thoughts on that.
I can't, I went with the Usos and Charlotte Flair.
Very good. Who would have done well without the legacy of their dad?
Yeah.
Those are two very good picks. I'm gonna say probably Roman Reigns, and I know that's going to trigger some people, especially with how he started out and the first several years of his career. But we all know, based off of that, how hard Vince tried to push him. So I think eventually he would have gotten over it. I wish it had been sooner with this heel gimmick, but it's just I would go with Roman Reigns.
Okay. Now, I don't know if okay, so I have the results of that poll. So let me just pull them up. So let me go to the page here. Okay. So the Usos won the poll.
Well, and
With
they are
60,
a very good pick as well.
with 63%.
Oh, bam. So they pretty much ran away with it.
Yeah, Charlotte got 10% of the votes. Solo Sikoa got 1%. Dominic Mysterio got 0%, but Hook got 1%.
Oh my God.
And Cody Rhodes got 23.
Oh my Lord. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so that was it. So that was for last night's show, which I lost the 5 second shuffle. I got hit with all the forbidden songs.
Well, you pulled a me,
I
in that
did.
case.
However, I started out with negative one and I managed to end up with four.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Good comeback in that case.
So Ben, before we get into the show, let me ask you, how was 1985?
Well, I didn't really enjoy the Wrestling Classic, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
That was very weird.
It was. But
And based off what you were telling me about WrestleMania 2, I don't think I'm going to enjoy that. However, I have no problem watching it for the show and for the historical aspect of the conversation.
and also one of the locations is the Rosemont Horizon. So there's your the answer to your question about why they kept bringing up Rosemont Horizon.
Yeah, well, and there you go, and that's just another tie-in to our own podcast. So that's good.
So, we have the weekend wrestling, and we also have, which I'm going to set this up during the commercial. I'm going to set up the tournament for the greatest main roster male wrestler, and this is between the years 2011 to 2016, I want to say. I have the post here, I just don't have it in front of me, but that I will set up the first round matches during the commercial, and then Ben will book the rest of the matches.
Cool.
And then, of course, I was telling you off air, we're going to do a ginormous Battle of the Bands tournament because I found a list of the top 50 most influential rock bands.
Okay, so just a disclaimer before we get into that, folks. Oh, you're probably gonna hear some rants because when it comes to rock and metal music, I am extremely well, one, picky, but also if you blaspheme, I'm going to absolutely jump it down your throat.
Now, I have a question. Yeah, I have that classic rock group, but should I include those groups or should that be a separate tournament?
I think that should be a separate one.
Right, we can do that. That should be an easy one to put together. We'll save the ginormous rock band tournament for the next show, for next Saturday, because
Okay.
that should be fun.
Cool.
All right, so Ben, we say we get into the weekend wrestling starting with Monday Night Raw.
Do we have to? Oh, well, absolutely. Even though I honestly, I'm not too enthusiastic about that. Not that I don't love doing the podcast with you people, but it's just ugh. High points. New Day versus Alpha Academy. I have Johnny Gargano versus Giovanni Vinci. And I have Sami Zayn and Drew McIntyre. Now, low points. Oh, here we go, boys. Becky Lynch and Indy Hartwell.
You didn't like that one?
No, 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 no.
What about it?
Hartwell can't wrestle. She's good from a character perspective. What she did with Dexter Lumis, for some reason he's off on an acting sphere. I don't get that.
Okay,
I have
we were asking about him last night. Where's Dexter Lumis? Because he didn't get released.
I well I don't know. Well, last time I checked, he was filming Tacoma FD. I haven't watched it. I don't care to watch it. But no, this was not a good match, for fuck's sake. And then the insinuation that Xia Li is gonna get involved in the title situation. Thank God that's not gonna happen. We'll talk about that later on when we get to the NXT review. Next up, I hate to do this, but it's gonna be more women on the low points list. Natalia and Nikki Cross. What the fuck are we doing with Nikki Cross? My mom's probably going to poke her head in and get mad at me for saying fuck. But,
That's
because.
another suit. That's another dollar in the swear jar, Ben.
But, whatever. No, Nikki Cross comes out and she's catatonic.
Yeah, you know what? We were talking about that last night as well. Apparently, they're reverting her back to her sanity character gimmick.
Well, I'll tell you what, if that's the end goal, then, sign me up for that.
Because you
okay?
see, have you noticed how she's like walking around backstage like she's lost and like she's like a crazy person?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're having her go back to her sanity character. So,
like I said, if that's the case, then bravo. They should have done that, years ago. They should have never done the Nikki Ash or the
right?
butterflies and superheroes and
what? That needs to be a sound bite. I'm gonna fart. That's gonna be a sound bite.
Well, have fun with that. But it's just like, but why are we doing this? Because I know Piper Niven and Chelsea Green and Natalya are, I know all four of these women are talented wrestlers.
So Chelsea Green is Chelsea Green.
Yeah. Well, I love Samantha Irwin.
She has a unique way, like the way she says Ludwig Kaiser's name, but then she says Gunther's name, which is like normal.
It's
his name is Walter, by the way.
Exactly. He's getting it, folks. He understands my pet peeve now. Very good. Another low point. Bronson Reed versus Akira Tozawa, who is now part of the Alpha Academy. Who in the asked for this? So, did you? Because if you did, I'm going to reach through the screen across border lines and punch you in the mother face if you ask for this.
Oh, okay. Man. I didn't ask for it.
Okay, well, then you're in the clear. But if anyone says, oh, just give the comedy bit a chance. No. Absolutely not. No. I'm not doing it. I don't care.
Okay.
So those were my highs and lows for Raw. What did you have for highs and lows? Okay.
So for high points, I had the Logan Paul segment.
What?
And I had the Piper Niven and Chelsea Green versus Natalya and Nikki Cross.
What the fuck are you doing?
For low points, I had the New Day Alpha Academy, Drew McIntyre, Sami Zayn, and Jey Uso and Damian Priest.
Okay, now he's just trying to piss me off. Now he just wants sound bites because he got lucky with one.
No. Okay, seriously, no. High points, I had New Day Alpha Academy, Drew McIntyre, Sami Zayn, and I did give it to Jey Uso and the Damian Priest, though.
Okay.
But low points, that Logan Paul segment was garbage. And now, I saw this on Facebook. They had a picture of Logan Paul, Dominic Mysterio was saying, name this tag team.
Team douchebag.
No one wants to see that team.
Double douche.
And I did give a low point to Piper Niven, Chelsea Green, and Natalya Nikki Cross.
That's because you're a man of common sense.
And also that contract signings never work.
No, it. Look, I understand why they do them, okay? Because they're trying to make certain matches seem important.
Yeah, go on.
The contract signings are so overdone in pro wrestling.
Yep.
And you know exactly what's gonna happen. And it has lost its comedic appeal. It's lost because there's no mystery as to what is gonna happen. Like, you know, and this isn't, and speaking of contract signings, I know we're not on SmackDown yet, but minor spoiler because it illustrates my point. You knew exactly what was going to go down at the end of that segment with LA Knight and Roman Reigns. By the way, LA Knight completely destroyed Roman Reigns on a microphone. I just want you to understand that. Which surprised the hell out of me, but this was not a good promo showing for Mr. Reigns. It was not. But you know, and maybe this is just me because I spotted it. You know, and I'm very good at spotting these things now. But like when LA Knight was getting beat down,
yeah,
and trying to come out of the corner, he literally motioned for Roman to continue to beat him up. Like, okay, I'm ready now. And he waved his arm, and Roman continued to beat on him.
Oh.
Like, it's just... what?
Yeah.
But aside from that, it's just... There's nothing that... that entices me to watch a contract sign. Through no fault of the talent, it's just that it's a gimmick that has run its course, much like the general manager gimmick, which incidentally SmackDown just recently got a new general manager.
Oh, Ben, and we already have a the SmackDown recorded for next week, which, by the way, did you know that we're going to get a weigh-in?
We're going to get a what?
A weigh-in. So Logan Paul and Rey Mysterio are going to have a weigh-in.
Oh, for fuck's sake. And you know what, folks? Here's the thing. And I understand why. So please... don't misunderstand me as I go on this mini rant here, okay? Completely get it, because they're going to give Logan Paul the U.S. title.
I wish he didn't, but...
What the fuck is that pay-per-view called? Crown Jewel. I wish it didn't exist. Right. Much as I wish Logan Paul didn't exist in... WWE. Yes, motherfuckers, I've given him credit for being very good in the ring. Have I not, Elio?
Yes, you have.
Several times have I not given him his flowers.
Yep.
Just so these nerds don't get upset. I'm not... just, you know... Logan Paul's good. He's good for the project. Doesn't bring more eyes. No. No. Stay out of my professional wrestling. Go back to your prime energy drink and your douchey boxing brother and fuck all the way up. I do not care.
Are you looking at me right now on your screen?
Yes.
Basically, what you do is you go all the way, you go that way until you fuck all the way off.
Exactly. But in all seriousness, you know, we had a little bit of fun. But yeah, the fact that they're going to take the title off of Rey Mysterio. And you know how I feel about Rey Mysterio.
Yep.
But this really has very, very little to do with that. The fact that they're going to take it off of him to put it on a social media personality in Logan Paul It's like, what the fuck are we doing here? It's like, oh, sorry, Mom. Swear jar again. I'm sorry. But Elio can attest it's Logan Paul, so I'm allowed. Am I not?
Okay, I'll let it go because it's Logan Paul, because he makes me want to swear as well. So,
but it's just, I don't get it. I truly hats off to Ray for working with him. But if I'm in the ring, and all reports are that Logan is very respectful and works very hard to prepare for his matches, I'm not saying he doesn't. Once again, Elio can attest, I have given Logan his due credit. He shocked the hell out of me every time he's in the ring. But we're talking a legend, a Hall of Famer, and you're going to take the title off of him when he can do so much with that title in a feud with Santos Escobar to build up the next Mexican star and christen Santos Escobar and use the U.S. title to and the LWO to do that. And you're going to give it to Logan motherfucking Paul. That is, you know what that is? That is pathetic.
Yep.
That is progressive and pathetic thinking. You know, but the thing is, I would have said that for any celebrity. Like, I'd say the same thing if they gave a title to Bad Bunny. Although I wouldn't be surprised if they gave it to him either, because Bad Bunny has more talent than Logan Paul in terms of what he does outside of the sphere of wrestling.
Right.
You know, at least Bad Bunny is the top selling musical artist in the world. You know, did you hear that pop he got in Puerto Rico?
Yep.
Does Logan Paul get that kind of pop?
Nope.
No, Logan, go away. Go back to your impulsive podcast and your co-host who cries about dating a porn star who got pregnant by another guy. You
know. They showed the weird germ going on. We went to talk about wrestling, talk about co-hosts who date porn stars who get pregnant by other guys. What's going on?
I don't care.
Damn.
But moving on, so what do we have for NXT Halloween Havoc?
Oh, okay, so that's all we have for Raw. We're on to NXT. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
Or do you want me to go? Can I go first, John?
Oh no, I'm sorry. I got distracted because Clay messaged us in the private thing. So right as you were saying that, but here we go. So first high point for Halloween Havoc night one. I give it to Roxanne Perez and Kiana James, surprisingly.
You see that bump on she took on her head?
Yeah, that looked nasty.
That looked bad. I was like, wait a minute. She didn't come out with the Halloween costume or any makeup on. Because that's what it looked like when I went from the angle they were showing it. I'm like, that looks terrible.
Yeah. And then the next high point I'd give to the family versus Chase U. I was shocked that they gave the titles to Chase U.
Yeah, so was I.
You know, I understand why people like them. I am not a fan. I just, to me, they're an updated version of the Spirit Squad. I just...
Go watch some of Andre Chase's Evolve matches. So you can actually see him in the ring, like you posted this character.
Yeah, I mean, the I give the guy credit, but the character is just awful
Yeah,
to me.
go like a Harlem Bravado or the Bravado Brothers.
Okay. Oh, and by the way, speaking of outside of WWE, so you know how the Dyad recently got released, the former Grizzled Young Veterans?
Yeah.
Well, they made their first independent appearance and came back as the Grizzled Young Veterans. Oh my God, it was beautiful. It was just a beautiful thing to see.
Which company did they show up at?
I'll have to look it up for you again.
Okay. All
I'll do that during the commercial.
right, very good.
But the next high point I had was, let me keep scrolling, keep scrolling. What the fuck? Where is it? I'm sorry that my computer has momentarily froze on this page.
I can hear mom in the background, man, with that language.
Yeah, so here it is. So I would also give the high point to the not the match itself, but just the debut of Alexis King. I'm very excited about
Yeah,
that.
okay, because I had that as well. I brought that up as well of my high points. I didn't like the match itself, but like his debut, the way he came out. And, okay, is it just me or does he look like a little like Dolph Ziggler?
He does. He looks.
I was like, wait, what's going on? This is, like I thought that was like Dolph Ziggler for a minute. Of course I know who it was, but I'm saying the way he looks. But he looks much better here than he did in AEW.
Already he looks like so much more of a star.
Yep.
He did nothing but ride the pine in AEW. I mean,
Like they put in that useless team with Griff Garrison, and where is he now? Right, teaming up with Cole Carter.
who's still sleeping with the fishes. I bet you he was. I bet you he wishes he was still rolling with the family.
Right.
I bet you he's looking at stacks like, I could have had that, you bastard. But overall, yeah, this was a fantastic show.
Okay, so what do you have? Is that all you have for your high points?
Yeah.
Okay, what about
So
low points?
low points. Okay. Once again, the breakout tournament match, Kalani Jordan versus Ariana Grace. Why did this get 7.5 minutes?
Yeah, this was all good.
This no. It just no. The lights out match,
Oof.
I wasn't digging that at all.
Nope.
And also the other NXT Women's Breakout semifinal match,
Carmen
Lola Vice
Petrovic.
versus Carmen Petrovic. Look, Lola Vice is, she's in contention right up there with Tiffany Stratton, with captain of Team Yummy, okay?
I'm partial to Carmen Petrovic. She's also there.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. Okay. But Lola Vice is just
Yeah, right. Okay, Ben, keep going, because I have to look something up. I saw this earlier. I see if I can find it.
but the match in and of itself was just, why even put it on the air if it's gonna be sub 4 minutes? Like, I don't under like I feel like I'm just saying the same thing every week when it comes to NXT, and I don't mean to. It's just I say the same thing because it bears that much relevance in my opinion.
Okay, Ben, I'm gonna bring this up real quick before we go into commercial because we have 3 minutes left. But okay, they had an NXT live event. Okay, I I don't see the date for this, but apparently, here we go. 'Cause I saw the Twitter thing or the X, whatever. So Thea Hale dresses Nikki Ash, and Zeta Parker dresses the Punisher. Started out the Halloween Royal Rumble as number one and number two in NXT Davenport, and Carmen Petrovic won that match. This features a
Well,
lot of names from the Next in Line series.
that's cool.
Yeah, so that's why I just brought it up because since we're talking about Carmen Petrovic, I was just reading that she won that Halloween Royal Rumble match.
Yeah, I mean, as I've always said, I have no problem with that, with them, and when I say them, I mean NXT as a brand. Featuring new blood. It's just that when there is a talent discrepancy, it's very, very obvious. And it becomes, in my opinion, it becomes unfair to the combatants because they're put in a position to look bad on national TV. So,
So with that, I think we should go into break into commercial, and we'll be back on the other side with AEW and SmackDown,
oh joy.
and we'll have that the next tournament set up. So
Well, and
Ben will be all set.
that part I'm looking forward to. So stay tuned, folks.
Well, that's not the Battle of the Bands. That's gonna be on the next one, but this is the next wrestling movie tournament.
Absolutely.
And we are back, and we are done with NXT. We are now gonna move on to AEW Dynamite this show. Ben, what do you have?
And this is challenging. So high points, I have MJF over Juice Robinson, and I have the main event with Blackpool Combat Club over Kazuchika Okada and Orange Cassidy. Can we talk about how random that tag team is?
I
I
think
mean,
any tag team Orange Cassidy is in is random.
Good God. And then low points, Hook and Rob Van Dam over
Oh.
Dark Order.
Taz. RVD's been his fan forever. That's Uncle Rob.
I did hear
Shut
that.
up.
I did hear
That's Uncle
that, yeah.
Rob. Get out of here.
And then
He's been around longer than Hook has. What are you talking about? He's been a fan. What are you about?
Jesus. And then Young Bucks and Hangman Page over the Hardys and Brother Zay. First of all, Brother Zay as a name has got to go. And
Seriously.
Tom and Terry was talking about the
Oh my goodness.
do-rags. Can we get the two white boys out of the do-rags, please?
Oh my
And the other thing is this.
God.
The Hardys need to retire.
Please,
Their
seriously.
decline is so obvious and so bad. It's just every single time. And why are they getting a shot at the Trios titles? What did they do to earn a shot at the Trios titles?
And we don't want them to win. We don't need them as champions anymore. They need to go away. They're
I
done.
mean, it's not a compelling show, folks.
Nope.
And can I mention another low point?
Okay.
When Roddy came out with his draft during the post-match segment with MJF and Switchblade Jay White. Holy shit.
You mean
That
Juice
was
Robinson?
Yeah, I mean, Switchblade Jay White came out after the match,
Oh,
that,
okay.
and was cutting a promo with MJF,
Oh, okay.
and I'm just like, why? Like, explain this to me.
You know what? Jay White is such a big name in New Japan that in AEW he's just another person. He's just there. Like, there's something special about him in AEW.
Well, that's Tony Khan's fault because he could be.
I know, right? Like, he could be what he is in New Japan, but the way Tony Khan's using him, it's like, okay.
Yeah,
No,
it's
can we talk about how the Bang Bang Gang is such a terrible name?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a bad porno.
Right? Tune in Saturday night for a special episode preview of the movie of the week, The Bang Bang Gang.
No. Jesus Christ, well, whatever you do, don't invite Pee Wee Herman. Good Lord. Yes, folks, I know he's dead. It's a joke.
Right? Shit. Chill out, as Arnold Schwarzenegger said in Batman and Robin.
Exactly.
Right,
oh, man.
So that's what you got for high point, low points?
Absolutely.
All right, so for me, I've got the same high points. I'm Jeff Juice Robinson, and Blackpool Combat Club and Orange Cassidy Kazuchika Okada. Low points are the same as you. I just added Hikaru Shida and Ruby Soho.
That was bad. That was so bad.
And that's ridiculous Swerve Strickland segment where he went Adam Page's house was terrible.
Oh, I was gonna put that one in there. I originally forgot about the Hikaru Shida Ruby Soho thing because I wanted to put that out of my head. But literally, I was gonna put the Swerve Strickland thing as a low point.
And,
holy sh!
And another one, Sting's surprise.
Who the cares about Ric Flair?
Now, Ben, I'm going to read something here that I'm going to read you something I found on Facebook about Ric Flair and his appearance, okay?
Okay.
So, this is a courtesy of Dan and Benny in the Ring. This is a page that a former guest on Wrestling POV is part of. So I follow them. So this is what the one person wrote. With all the hoopla surrounding Ric Flair's recent appearance on AEW TV, I wanted to take a moment to put in my two cents. For my entire life, I've measured every wrestler against my hero and who I believe is the greatest of all time, Bruno Sammartino. What I'm about to say only refers to their out of ring behavior. Bruno Sammartino retired from professional wrestling shortly after his 46th birthday. He made a very reluctant comeback several years later for the express purpose of helping his son David's career. Bruno has said many times how he absolutely did not enjoy this time in his life and really did not want to, and really did not want it to be a part of his legacy. After his last match in 1987, Bruno gracefully retired, and although he would make an occasional appearance, largely avoided the public spotlight. Wherever he appeared, he did so with his usual class and dignity. I compare all of this to the antics of Richard Morgan Flair. I get that he loves wrestling more than life, and unlike Bruno, apparently attaches all of his self-worth to it. His last match last summer was a catastrophe. And I'm sure eventually there will be another last match. If the poster boy for Vagisil, Tony Khan, believes that Flair on TV will boost their ratings, he is, to quote Edward Rooney, sorely mistaken. Sadly, an entire generation of fans will remember Ric Flair as a drunken fool who couldn't get out of his own way.
Well, unfortunately for that last part, he's right. And I don't say that unkindly about Ric Flair. When I said who the fuck cares about Ric Flair, I mean who the cares about him in wrestling now. I'm not talking about him
Yeah, no, I get
over
that.
overall. I don't know who wants to see him, in this capacity, in 2023. Now I will say this. You could see that it meant a lot to Sting that he was there. So from that perspective, it made sense.
Oh, hold on, one more, just one more thing. Sorry, I had a slight run in just now. But so I don't know if you saw this. I saw a video with Ric Flair appeared on this like show where they like comedians are roasting people and apparently they're making fun of like special needs kids and like Ric Flair was unaware when he like was asked to when he was invited to participate in this, he had no idea what he was like getting into, or so he said. But he was clearly drunk at the time, but like he even said like he's not about to making fun of people, so he just walked off of that show.
Well, and if they were making fun of special needs kids, then fuck them and good for Ric Flair.
Yeah, so like for that, like that was cool of Rick. Because
So,
yeah, like
yeah, and you know what? And I have tons of positive things to say about Ric Flair because I have loved watching his career
know what?
and.
Sorry, keep going. I'm gonna see if I can find the video actually.
And he several years ago he did a guest appearance for the company that I'm associated with, Elite Pro Wrestling Alliance. And
Sorry, Ben. I found the
yeah.
video. I found the video. If you want to finish your sentence, I'll get the video set up.
Yeah. So after his segment, Rick wanted to, go to the bar. And so my best friend was the guy that took him to the bar. And he sat down with him for several hours and it was having a very cool conversation just about life and things like that. So we're not saying that Ric Flair is this horrible person. We're just saying that that in 2023 at 73 years old, we don't want to see him on TV. If this was a one-off, I would have been okay with it. But here's the problem, Elio, and I don't know if you saw this. Apparently it's
Ben, I'll be right
not
back. Continue.
apparently, folks, it's not a one-off because Rick is apparently booked to appear on AEW TV until March of 2024, when Sting is scheduled to retire at AEW Revolution. So, is he managing Sting? What is he doing? I don't know, but for an almost 6 month period, I'm not interested in seeing Ric Flair in a sustained role on television.
Sorry,
I
Ben. Okay.
appreciate
Oh, go on. Were you finishing your sentence or whatever?
Well, I was just filling airtime so
Oh,
you got back.
okay. So I found it. I have the video set up.
Okay.
So here we go. Now I'm just gonna start it from when Ric Flair starts talking. I'm not gonna play like the other idiots making fun of. Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna start from where Ric Flair is talking.
Hey, come here, guys. This is why I'm leaving after I say this.
No!
No, 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 stop, stop. No, no. No. respect for people that take their time to support any youthful athletic event by someone, the great amateur wrestler. He died of a heroin overdose in 2013. Now, no, I don't hear that. I'm over that. But anybody that can take time away from their life to support kids and make them better, because I can tell you right now, from personal experience, because I believe in my heart.
Okay, we have to, hold on. Let me fast forward to the other part, okay?
Okay.
So give me a minute here.
And while Elio is dealing with our videos, our video or audio system, I'll continue with what I was saying about Rick. So it's not that I don't appreciate Rick, because I very much do. It's just that, at 73...
Okay, here we go.
I think he's tarnishing his legacy, folks.
Ben, here we go.
Okay.
I just didn't want to play that last part with the idiots cutting Ric Flair off. So here we go.
Thank you all for all the respect. But I will never sign up to make fun of people that don't end their time. I won't.
Oh.
I swear to God, I respect you all and thank you for coming out. I can have fun. I will never make fun of time of people that donate their personal time to making children better.
Ric Flair, everybody.
Well, that was cool of Rick.
Even though you can tell, like, he looked terrible. He was. He must have been drunk at the time, but like you could tell. But it was still cool. Like when I saw that,
he does have a heart.
Yep.
You know, and so
that was cool.
So so we're reporting on both sides. It's not like we're saying, "Oh, Rick's a dick."
Yep.
You know. But should we move on to SmackDown, or did you?
We can move on to SmackDown. I'm done with that. I wanted to read that one thing that I wrote about the Ric Flair.
Okay, cool.
But we're done. We're good. Okay. I just wanted to read that, which I already did, so we can move on.
Yeah, and let's do that right about now. So So first high point was LA Knight's performance in the contract signing with Roman Reigns. Now, I'm not going to give the segment a high point because I don't think Roman had a good performance. I'm just being honest with you. So there's that. And then match-wise, the only high point I had really was Jimmy Uso versus LA Knight. I would have given another high point to Dragon Lee and Cedric Alexander, because I'm very intrigued by that match, but the match last night got severely interfered with by a very poorly timed commercial break that just took me completely out of it. And
sorry, which match was that?
Cedric Alexander and Dragon Lee.
I swear, I hate when they go into commercial in the middle of a match. You know what? Seriously, do the matches and then go into commercial. Or if you want to go into commercial, go into commercial. Come back and tell us during the break this happened.
Yeah.
You know, going back to AEW for a minute. I really, I don't like this Tony Storm character they have her doing, but I really hate what they're doing to her, where every time they do, they're like, we're gonna throw it back to Toni Storm for her debut for a new movie or whatever, and they go to the commercial.
Yeah, well, she's doing what Sammy Guevara used to do with the cue cards, but just in a different way. That's what she's doing.
Oh, that's what it is.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, because I mean, it's just weird, like that they would do that.
Yeah, the whole character Toni Storm is going with is just very strange.
Yeah.
You know, and it's if they would just let her be her instead of watch for the shoe, you know, or tits up, you know, it's just
chin up. Tits out and watch out for the shoe.
You know,
maybe do that again.
Okay,
you encourage my ridiculous behavior. What's wrong with you?
How about if I do it? Chin up, tits out, and watch for the shoe.
There you go.
But no, the character's not working. But absolutely not.
Okay, back to I guess. Are they having Jimmy Uso do like a comedy role here?
I don't know.
Because that's what it seems like. He's like, yo, see me out there? See me out there? I made the play. And everyone was like, you made the wrong play. I'm like, what are we doing?
Yeah, this thing with Jimmy and Jay. I like Main Event Jey Uso, but just how we got there was so convoluted. And I think people are ignoring that because they're such fans of Jey Uso. And rightfully so, mind you. I'm just saying, but logically, I think we've gone backwards in the Bloodline storyline, and okay, that's one thing I hate.
All right. So that's all you have for your high points, low points?
Yes, sir.
So high points for me, I mean, the match itself, yeah, I heard the commercial started, but I did have Dragon Lee and Cedric. I did have LWO and Street Profits. Look, I love this new Street Profits team. I like the new Street Profits.
I do too.
It's such a refreshing change from the old one. And we don't have to hear Angelo Dawkins is yeah.
So, it's where's Toni to play the songs every time you say that word?
All right. And we for low points I had Chelsea and Chelsea Green.
Oh my god. It's just,
that was terrible.
Why?
Yeah. So that's all I had for high points and low points. So that's it for the week in wrestling then.
Absolutely.
So by the way, see, we go into a commercial and we're back with the tournament.
Very good.
And we are back, and Ben, it's that time. We have a tournament to book. Now this is the greatest male wrestler on the.
I forgot to change my hat. I usually have a fucking hat. I forgot to change my hat.
Now this is This is the greatest male wrestler on the main roster, and this is covering the 2010s. I didn't get the exact. Let me see if I can find the exact. Title. The greatest main roster male wrestlers of the 2010s. And this is covering the period from 2011 to 2016.
Okay.
So are you ready?
Yep.
First match in the left bracket. Roman Reigns versus Cesaro. Okay. So Roman Reigns is out. And next we have Seth Rollins versus CM Punk.
Seth Rollins.
Okay. Next match, Matt Hardy versus Kofi Kingston.
Matt Hardy.
And then we have Alberto Del Rio versus Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens.
And Rey Mysterio versus AJ Styles.
Oh, I gotta go with Rey.
Okay. Then we have Bray Wyatt versus Shinsuke Nakamura.
Oh, Jesus. Bray Wyatt.
Okay. Key, stop telling me that Shinsuke Nakamura, the name of Shinsuke Nakamura does not exist. Just trying to delete it. I don't want to. Okay. Jeez, I hate when they do it. They highlight it. Then they tell me I can replace it. Like, I don't want to replace it. Okay. Next one. Braun Strowman versus Bobby Lashley.
Are you serious?
That's a match I have here.
Bobby Lashley.
Hey, I don't make these matches. A randomizer does that. I just set them up and you book them. The winners. Okay. Wade Barrett versus Goldberg.
Wade Barrett. Don't come back, Bill. Now there's a rumor that he's gonna come to AEW as Chris Jericho's heavy to help him take out Will Hobbs.
Oh no, I heard about that. That Jericho was saying, I got some friends too. Okay, we have Triple H versus Jinder Mahal. Oh, what the hell? What kind of match is this?
Triple H.
What? Okay, and we have The Undertaker versus Brock Lesnar.
Undertaker. Streak should have never been broken.
Right, and there we go. We have the left brackets are done. On to the right bracket. Dean Ambrose versus Kane.
Kane.
Okay. Then we have Sami Zayn versus The Big Show.
Sami Zayn.
Then we have Jeff Hardy versus Robert Roode.
Jeff Hardy.
And we have John Cena versus Elias. Yay!
Hooray! John Cena.
Bye, Elias. Or Ezekiel, or whatever your name is. Okay. We were just talking about him. Chris Jericho versus Finn Balor.
Jericho.
Okay. Really, randomizer? You gave me this match? Really? Ryback versus The Miz.
The Miz.
Ryback's still talking about, oh, I might, I'm still waiting. I'm still talking to different companies. No, you're not.
Shut up.
Next is Rusev versus Sheamus.
Sheamus.
Then we have Dolph Ziggler versus Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan.
Okay. And Baron Corbin versus Samoa Joe.
Really? What? Samoa Joe.
Duh.
And I'll take Samoa Joe for $1,200, man.
And then Randy Orton versus Drew McIntyre.
Oh, wait a minute. I got the shows mixed up. I'll, I'll take Samoa Joe for 1,200, Alex. So, okay. I'm sorry, what was the matchup?
Randy Orton versus Drew McIntyre.
Randy Orton.
All right, so that sets up the matches for the next round, and here we go, next round. On the left side, we have Cesaro versus Seth Rollins.
Honestly, Cesaro.
Okay. And we have Matt Hardy versus Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens.
And next we have Rey Mysterio versus Bray Wyatt.
I'm gonna, of the 2010s, I gotta go with.
Remember, this is between the years 2011 to 2016.
That is definitely Bray Wyatt. Okay. In that case.
All right, then we have Bobby Lashley versus Wade Barrett.
Bobby Lashley.
And we have Triple H versus The Undertaker.
The Undertaker.
All right. So now we have, on the left bracket, we have one match and one triple threat in the next round. So moving back to the right one, we have Kane versus Sami Zayn.
Kane.
Okay. Jeff Hardy versus John Cena.
John Cena.
Bye, Jeff. You can join your brother. Chris Jericho versus The Miz.
Chris Jericho.
Sheamus versus Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan.
Wait, which one? Which WrestleMania was that? The one where he lost in 18 seconds.
Damn.
Was that 30? The terrible one. The one that with The Rock and with The Miz and John Cena, 27 or something like that.
No, because The Miz and John Cena was 27, but 30 was
WrestleMania 30?
No, I think it was WrestleMania either 28 or 29.
Okay. Yeah, one of those.
Because WrestleMania 30 was when Bryan won the title.
Yeah. Okay. Next one is Samoa Joe versus Randy Orton.
Randy Orton.
All right. So the matches are set up. Here we go to the quarter. Here we go to the quarterfinals. On the left side, we have Cesaro versus Kevin Owens.
Gotta go Cesaro still.
Okay. And we have Bray Wyatt versus Bobby Lashley versus The Undertaker.
The Undertaker.
All right. Then we have Kane versus John Cena.
For me, it's got to be Kane. Pardon the pun.
Now, is it Kane with the stupid mask when he came back with that ridiculous welder's mask?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That was bad. Why? You already wear a mask. Why wear the welder's mask on top of that? Okay, and here we go, triple threat. Chris Jericho versus Daniel Bryan versus Randy Orton.
Daniel Bryan.
Okay. Okay, and this is our semifinals. We have Cesaro versus The Undertaker.
The Undertaker.
All right, The Undertaker. And we have the team, the members of Team Hell No, Kane versus Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan.
That brings us to our finals, Ben. It's The Undertaker versus Daniel Bryan.
In terms of the 2010s, it was Daniel Bryan. Because that was his breakout.
And there we go. Daniel Bryan is the greatest male wrestler on the main roster for the 2010s.
Very cool.
All right, so now we'll get into the final segment, Wrestling Roulette. I'm just going to pull up the playlist here, so give me a minute. All right, Wrestling Roulette's back. Ben, here we go. The 21 tracks, 10 seconds. You have to guess which wrestler that theme belongs to. And, of course, we have the obstacles. When a wrestler's theme appears in the rotation more than once, it's minus 1 point. Are you ready for your first one?
Yes, sir.
Here we go.
Mr. Kennedy!
I think you guess.
Yes. Hailing from the site of last night's SmackDown, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Mr. Kennedy.
Hold on. I hail from Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Green Bay, yes.
Mr. Okay, I'm going to do the rest. Kennedy. Kennedy! Okay. Okay, number two, here we go.
Godfather's in the house. Grab your bitches.
What?
I've never heard that version, but that's my new favorite. Ice T, you are the man. Grab your bitches.
That is from the Ruthless. No, that is from the WWF Aggression CD.
Good Lord.
Okay, so yeah, you got that one. You said, wait, did you give your answer?
Yes, I did. The Godfather.
Okay. Number three, here we go.
D'Lo Brown.
D'Lo Brown.
Primetime players.
No, it is not.
Titus O'Neil.
Titus O'Neil. Here we go.
Ricochet.
Ricochet. Okay, Ben, do you know whose voice that was?
Triple H.
I didn't know that before. Like, I had heard it just, like, a while back. That was Triple H's.
Yeah.
Wait, doesn't he have it also in this new theme?
I don't think so.
I have to go and look that up later on. Okay, here we go, number six.
Eddie Guerrero.
Eddie Guerrero. Okay, that theme, I like the Latino Heat one better.
Yeah.
All right, number 7.
The Union.
The Union. And this one is called Up Yours. And I can't make that up. I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, Lord.
Like U.P.Y.O.U.R.S. Like, what? That is terrible. Why?
Yeah.
All right, you go number 8.
This is a shot in the dark. Giovanni Vinci?
No, it is not. That is Isla Dawn.
Oh, shit.
Okay, track number 9. Here we go.
NWO Wolfpack.
NWO Wolfpack. Number, wait. Yeah, it's number 9. Okay, number 10. Here we go. You know what? I'm gonna give you an extra 5 seconds because you can't really tell anything from that. Nope.
Is that the Spirit Squad?
No, it's not. That is the Steiner Brothers.
Oh, okay.
All right, here we go.
That Luther Reigns?
No, it is not. That is Bobby Lashley.
Oh, okay. Evolution.
How?
Well, not that version, but I have the song on my Spotify.
No, I know you have the one that we all know, but I mean, how did you get that one? Was it the beginning, the clock ticking?
No, I recognize the yeah and the clock tick. I recognize all the different aspects of it.
All right, number 13, here we go.
Hit row.
Hit row.
Who is now on unemployment line?
I just said 12, right?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, here we go with 13.
Pass.
That is Tatum Paxley.
Yeah, I would never have gotten that.
Just like we never get Jeff Cobb's because it is such a terrible theme. All right, here we go, number 14.
Dusty
Rhodes. You know what? I'm kind of looking forward to the Dusty Classic.
I am too.
All right, number 15.
Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels. So 14, right?
Or is this that 15? Was 15.
15, 15, okay. 16, here we go.
Sean O'Hare.
Who?
Sean O'Hare.
No.
Who was?
That's Christian.
Oh, okay.
You have 17.
Gene Snitsky.
You know how terrible that sounds?
Yeah.
That guitar, what is that? Okay, here we go. Number 18.
Alberto Del Rio.
Alberto Del Rio. Number 19.
Ruby Riott.
Nope, that is Alexa Bliss.
Oh, I'll piss off.
All right, number 20. Here we go.
Very early Brock Lesnar.
Yes. And number 21, are you for your last one, Ben?
Yes, sir. Billy Kidman.
Billy Kidman. How?
I have this on another playlist in my phone. The song's just, I think the song's just awesome. It gets me pumped up.
All right, so that is it for Wrestling Roulette. You got 16. Is your final score?
I did good. Yay!
Well done. All right, so Ben, we say we bring this show to a close.
Absolutely.
All right, so do we have anything else before we close?
Other than to say we'll be back on Tuesday for another episode of Wrestling History 101. This will be episode 3 featuring our review of WrestleMania 2. And yes. this one will be interesting because WrestleMania 2 took place from 3 different locations.
Now, I should also mention that next weekend is Crown Jewel, which I wish it wasn't, but we will not be having a show that day. We will be having an extra episode of Wrestling History 101.
Absolutely.
And with that one, we will be looking at King of the Ring 1986, which again was not a pay-per-view and it should have been. And we'll be taking a look at the big event from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, which was a pay-per-view.
Okay, so I'll be watching the big event.
You'll be watching the big event, yes.
Right, okay.
So, I will be traveling back to 1986. I'm going to go to the movies this weekend, Ben.
Well, you know what?
I heard there's this brand new movie that just came out called Top Gun.
Actually, Top Gun was on TV last night. I watched.
What?
I watched part of it before I went to sleep.
That is so weird. Okay, yeah. So I'll be going to check out that movie over the weekend. I mean, it just came out. I heard all these good reviews about it, so we'll see how it is.
Yeah, two words for you, folks: Kelly McGinnis. Holy
All right, so
happy watching.
All right, so that's another episode of PC Regression Wrestling Podcast. I'm Elio. He's Ben. Say goodnight to the fans.
We'll see you next time. Thanks for hanging out for this matinee edition.